Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is part two of what can we do individually to limit climate change. So I had this idea to do a short series of podcasts about this issue because it's something that I'm a bit worried about. I'm sure you are too. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of inspiration about some lifestyle changes that you could make. Before we start though, if you want to read the text of today's episode while you listen, you can join the Learn English with Ben fan club, where for €5 a month, you can get access to transcripts for 5 episodes a week. 4 episodes of my other podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, and 1 episode of this podcast, Parler anglais, including today's episode. And all of the transcripts contain extra vocabulary and grammar points. So hopefully it's a really good accompaniment to the podcast. If you're interested, go to my Patreon page where you can find out more and register. It's patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Patreon, which is patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Okay, let's look at some vocabulary that I'll be using in today's episode. Just a few words for you to think about. I'm going to give you the word now, and then at the end, we'll take a look at the definition and how I used the words. So the first one is to adopt, but it might not be the definition that you're thinking of. Just listen for the context of that word. Next, dairy, D-A-I-R-Y. Next, benefit, B-E-N-E-F-I-T, benefit. Next, livestock, L-I-V-E-S-T-O-C-K, livestock. Next, feed, the noun, feed, F-E-E-D, not the verb. And finally, a phrasal verb, to give up. To give up. What does that mean? So I'd like you to listen carefully for those words, see if you can understand them based on the context, and we'll come back to them at the end. Okay, so what can we do individually to limit climate change? Part two is all about food. I, like so many people around Europe, was really alarmed by some of the images we saw a few weeks ago of the effect that climate change is having on our planet. With the intense heat wave that hit so much of Europe, including England, fires spread, damaging or destroying forests and property, and it's having a really terrible effect on human life. The Earth is on fire, and we seem to be watching it burn. So the question is, what can we do individually to help? In this episode, we'll be looking at how we can change the way we eat. After watching some documentaries, my wife and I decided to adopt a more plant-based diet. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, you might have heard me talk about it. We still eat dairy and meat, but much less. I would say we're 95% vegan when we're at home. And when we go out, we're a bit more relaxed. We switched to almond and oat milks, and now I don't miss dairy milk at all. And we have a lot of tofu and other meat alternatives, which, if you prepare and cook them right, are very nice. The decision to do this was partly for health reasons, partly for animal rights, but mainly for environmental reasons. There's such high demand for meat and dairy products, and the process of getting that onto your plate isn't great for the environment. According to ZeroWaste.com, reducing meat consumption has many benefits. It is the single most significant action you can take to help our environment by reducing greenhouse gas emissions, deforestation, and soil degradation. Reduction of meat consumption will also save an enormous amount of land, water use, and will increase biodiversity. So much of biodiversity is lost because of livestock production. 30%, in fact. Think how many forests are cut down to create space for animal agriculture. And think how much water is used to produce animal feed. According to a recent study, in one day, a fully vegan diet saves 4,164 litres of water, 20 kilograms of crops, 2.8 meter squared forested land, 10 kilograms of CO2, and the life of one animal. There's clear evidence for it, but it's also clear that people don't want to completely give up meat and cheese and eggs. So what's the answer? Well, going vegan or vegetarian one day a week does make a difference. So why not start there? This is not a huge sacrifice. In London, we're quite lucky to have a good range of plant-based food available. Maybe it's not the same everywhere, but with the right mix of vegetables, beans, herbs, and spices, you can make some really delicious food. Tonight, I'm making a tofu stir-fry with udon noodles and hoisin sauce. It's completely vegan, and honestly, I don't miss the chicken. You just have to do it right. So give it a go. Try almond or oat milk. Put tofu in your fajita instead of chicken. Find some great recipes online and you'll see it's possible and actually makes cooking a bit more interesting. Okay, so that's part two, all about how we can individually change climate change with the food that we eat. Let's take a look at the vocabulary now that I mentioned at the start. And the first word was adopt. And you might be thinking the meaning is adopt, as in to take in a baby or a child or possibly a cat or dog. Well, this is a different meaning. To adopt, let's look at the context. I decided to adopt a more plant-based diet. This means to choose, to take up, follow, or use. To adopt. Next, dairy. We still eat dairy and meat. Dairy is containing or made from milk. So cheese is dairy, yogurt is dairy. Okay, next, benefit. So the context here, reducing meat consumption has many benefits. A benefit is an advantage. Next, livestock. So I said, so much of biodiversity is lost because of livestock production. And livestock is farm animals as a product. Next, feed, the noun, feed. Think how much water is used to produce animal feed. Well, feed is food for domestic animals. And finally, give up. People don't want to completely give up meat and cheese and eggs. To give up means to stop doing or consuming something. Okay, so hopefully those words are now clear for you and you understood today's episode. So thank you for listening. Remember, if you want to read the full text with keywords and grammar points, then join the Learn English with Ben fan club. You can find it on my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.